Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 30th, report day. Overnight, we had December corn down 13.5 cents at 5.35, September wheat down 5.25 at 8.41, and November beans down 7.75 cents at 13.04 3/4. Deliveries, there were no corn deliveries, no meal deliveries. 13 beans were delivered. 427 oil were delivered. Not much of a surprise at these levels. The average guess for today's report is 2.6 more corn acres, 2.6 million more corn acres, 1.3 million more bean acres, and a reduction of 400,000 wheat acres. There's talk that the stocks number on the corn could be friendly on its own with more demand out there. I'm not so sure. We certainly backed off demand in the last 2 months. So I'm a little bit skeptical of how much demand they're going to put in there. But there are a lot of analysts that seem to think that there'll be better demand and lower stocks. We'll see. The outside market's pretty steady. The dollar's up 17, crude's up 50. Silver's up 9 cents. The gold's down 7 bucks. So nothing really there. The bean oil was down 114 ticks overnight. Despite the palm oil being a little bit higher on good exports for the month. But I think the deliveries on the oil kind of shook a few people up out here. So that put the pressure on the beans overnight. The weather, as I said, looks good for most of the country, south of I-80, north of I-80. You know, you really got to get into northern South Dakota, North Dakota, southern Minnesota to see where it's really bad. We've had some relief in Missouri. We've had relief in Michigan. So, you know, the area seems to be getting a little bit smaller, but where it's bad, it is bad. There is no question. And let alone what's happening out in the Pacific Northwest with temperatures setting record highs. You know, Portland at 112, 114 degrees. I have a niece that lives in Portland and an ex-brother-in-law, and they don't build these houses out there with air conditioning because they never need it. But I don't know what some of these people are going to do, but we've seen a fair amount of heat-related emergencies from people getting overheated out there. And that situation is for real. Why spring wheat is down now 50 cents off the highs from last night or yesterday is frankly beyond me. But, you know, maybe we're killing demand out here and we don't see it yet. So that's about it. It'll be a very volatile day. You know, the stocks number could come out a split second early, send the market one way or the other, and then the acres come out a second later and flip it the other way or compound the situation. But it's going to be volatile. One thing I would suggest, a lot of people try to get cute, and right before the reports are released, put in a stop 5 cents away from either side of the market, try to catch the report. This could be one of these deals where opens higher, you get a lousy fill on a stop on the way up, immediately turns around and you get a lousy stop on fill on a stop on the way down. I would not play that game here today by any stretch of the imagination. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.